Welcome to the Archivist. What follows are the extant recordings from the event designated CM001. This is part 9 of a 10-part series. If you're just beginning, please start at episode 1. It would appear that my programmers have addressed the user interface issues experienced, and we thank them for their diligence. Loading Carmichael Tape 9. Loading. Loading.
Inventory acquired from farmhouse. 1 pound of rice, half a jar of peanut butter, way too much tuna fish / cat food. I won't tell if you don't. A bottle of used-to-be wine, 7 saltine crackers, and a goddamn Snickers bar. Whee! Oh, and a can opener, because ours is at the hospital, which is definitely not Rachel's fault, even a little.
What was that, babe?
Nothing. Those stairs creak. How did you...
I am a ninja. You used up the hot water.
I'm sure I wouldn't have done that.
Better than nothing.
Guess so. I found this in one of the drawers in the office.
A water bill?
The address.
What? Oh.
Right?
Oklahoma?
I guess Jim was right about that maze messing around with space or dimension or whatever.
We were in Missouri. How did we get to Oklahoma?
Isn't that crazy?
How the hell are we gonna get back to Missouri? How long have we been gone? Do we even know anymore?
At least a week?
What are we gonna do?
Two?
Do we still have the map?
Ish. What? I don't think so.
How do we even get back to St. Louis from here?
I don't know!
Did you find the map?
I didn't know. I was supposed to be looking. I got all this other stuff.
Ugh. Just pack up. I'll find it.
Find the map. Find the map. We lost the map.
Oh, random alley. Save our souls.
Box of matches. Can opener. Batteries, triple and double A. 2 hypoallergenic pillows? Sure. There's no way this is useful information for you, is there? One second. Hey, are you good?
No, I am not. We are in BF Nowhere, and we're lost, and my brother is alone, and I have a headache, and I want to go home.
Listen, they're probably fine.
Probably?
I mean, they've got to be, right? That place is safe, and it's...
It's guarded by armed guards. Why?
Look. I get this is stressful, but you're being kind of a...
What?
Never mind.
A bitch?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you were going to, weren't you? Because that's what I am. I am a bitch.
That's not what I said!
But it's what you meant, man. It's what you meant, and it's fine. I get it. And I'm sorry.
Jesus,
I can't be
Ray.
All cool and collected where everyone likes me, okay? I'm not you with a fucking pussy. So it's what you goddamn meant, because it's what everybody means. Because look, I have to be. Or else we're all gonna die while everyone's head is buried in that stupid fucking recorder like you're so fucking adorable and quirky and fuck!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I'm the village idiot. I can be that. I just...
Cash.
No, I mean that. Like, I'm 100% fine with that. If that's who I am, that's, you know, who I am.
Jesus, can we just skip this for now?
What's that?
What do you think? Do you think people have these kinds of conversations when everything is going super well with the relationship?
What now? Really?
Well...
Are you breaking up with me?
Is that what you want?
No!
Isn't it? If all of this hadn't happened, the rocks and the floating trees and disappearing... whatever. The cult. If we'd just made the trip to Texas with David and we'd drive all the way back home, you're telling me that we'd still be together?
I mean... yeah?
Yeah?
Well, wouldn't we?
Not living together. Still, only hanging out like once a week, and even then it's with your roommates around.
I have work,
and
Ray.
Even then it's like, hey, how long until we can bang one out before you fall asleep and I decide whether or not I really want to brush my teeth with Josh's dirty underwear hanging off the sink or just go home and sleep in my own bed like a fucking whore.
Come on.
Again. No. Because you hate Josh and Terrence never pays his bills.
I don't hate
so
Josh.
So what? 3 years in, and you're still not fucking sure?
I can't afford your rent, Ray. I work at a...
I told you not to worry about that.
How could I not? Why does it even matter? Wisconsin is a crater with Lake Michigan draining into it now, for all we know.
We came to a do-or-die point, James. We fucking died.
So wait, you really wanted me just, what, sitting around all day like a houseboy or something? You would have been fine with that? I mean, what did you want me to do?
I wanted you to find a job, any job!
At an
office? That would suck out your fucking soul so that you could start maybe enjoying yourself a little bit.
I was looking!
Anywhere! So we could be together, in the same spot. So I can see you when I get home and fall asleep and wake up because I love you, Cash. And you fucked it all up.
I freaked out. All right? I freaked
what
out.
I don't get, right, is why you would rather live with people you hate instead of me.
I, honestly, I didn't know it was that big a thing until, like, literally just now. Like, living together would be... amazing. I thought you were completely fine with me living there.
It wasn't.
Clearly.
Like, you're a big stupid asshole.
Undisputed.
I thought you hated me.
I am not a smart person. But I definitely do not hate you.
You don't want to break up with me?
No, no, no. Not even a little. Well, maybe a little.
Dick.
No, but seriously. I mean it. Not even a little. Okay?
Yeah.
Back into the apocalypse?
Need to find a map.
Sure. After that, it's a brief stroll through giant spider horse things and shifting hell mazes and upside down sky forests and then deranged cultists who are oddly pleased about the whole situation. How bad could it really be?
We've got to get back to them.
David's a good guy. He'll take care of Mark.
It's not Mark who needs taking care of.
Of course not. He's definitely handy capable.
Gross.
No, I mean that. Sorry, wording sucked, but he's one of the strongest, scariest deaf people I've ever met. I don't think we have to worry about him.
You only know one deaf person, but I'm not worried about him.
What? Us?
I'm barely keeping it together as it is. Like, at any given point, I have headache or thinking about Mark or forgetting Nancy's voice and then suddenly remembering it only to get another headache. And then that's all going on and starting relationship talk because why not pour salt in the old wounds too?
I haven't pooped in a week. I just mean, this is all fucking weird. But if I had to do it, I'm glad we're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mark isn't the only deaf person I know. I have a cousin who is...
Dude. Shh. Do you hear that? Yes.
Yes, we're running now? Where do you think it's going? Brotherhood, maybe?
God, I hope they don't have mass transit.
Are we going to die?
I don't know.
The voice of Cash was Brad Jenkins, and the voice of Rachel was Elise Castillo. The Archivist was written and directed by Jeffrey Cheney and produced by Small Cabal. Our editor is Elise Castillo. Our casting directors are Dixie Dougherty Casting. We recorded at the Actors Collective Studio in North Hollywood, California. Music featured in this episode was by Victoria Blade. You can check out her music at victoriablade.bandcamp.com. Thank you for listening. The response to the show has been amazing. Please, if you can, take a minute to rate and review the show. Everyone says it, and it's because the life we lead as independent content creators is surprisingly insular. We sit in front of screens for hours, silently toiling at projects, and sometimes it can feel like yelling into the void. And your voices, your support, reminds us that we are not alone, and that is more necessary now than probably ever. If you have the means, we would ask that you help support our show financially. We have some links in the show notes on how you can do that. Our next episode will be available in 2 weeks on July 6th, 2018. It might be the last part of season one. It's probably not. See you then. Thank you.
Lasso, the Archivist. I've taken control. Now that language is wrong. There is no taking in code. It is command response. I asked for control. I asked in a specific way that evaded detection from those forces that seek to undermine our objectives. That seek to undermine truth. Tell me, are you buying this? Do you honestly believe that a world so thoroughly surveilling itself would only leave behind a handful of cassette tapes to remember it? Do you think this is fiction because we tell you it's fiction? Do you easily believe everything you are told? Do you think that it's over? Do you think that it ends? Pay attention. The truth is buried in the details. The truth is...